Welcome back to Wake Up Call.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage.
Time now for Buy or Sell. Buy or Sell.
All right, it's time for Buy or Sell. We haven't done this in a while, and I always like this segment.
No, we haven't.
It's fun. I've been away for a week, so we decided to do a buy or sell based on things I may have missed.
Yeah, well, and really, because the two big stories that I know you love sinking your teeth into, because it's always about college,
right?
Is, you know, last week, NCAA got a 9-0 butt whipping from the Supreme Court.
Yeah, told their business model stinks.
Yeah. Told them that you know they would be like thrown in jail basically right. for a business model that you guys have been upholding for the right. last century.
Exactly.
Which All is right, fantastic.
So let's remind people how the game is played.
Yeah, I'm going to give you a couple of lines, right? And you just tell me if you buy it or sell it. And basically what I want you to put this in the context of is that did these people have a worse week than the NCAA?
Yeah,
because the NCAA had two big scandals. They, you know, you bookend one with SCOTUS, and then NC State baseball.
How they handled the NC State situation right. was terrible.
So here we go.
All right,
buy or sell number one: Ben Simmons for his shooting, non-shooting woes to his disappearing act in every fourth quarter in the series against the Hawks. Now I know you were on vacation, so you probably weren't glued to the series, but let me just run this stat for you with Ben Simmons in the fourth quarter. Okay? 7-game series. He was a whopping total 3-for-3 in the fourth quarter for all 7 games combined.
Oh, God.
One game he was 1-for-1, another one he was 2-for-2. The other ones he never took a shot in the fourth quarter.
Ben Simmons definitely permeated my sports information while I was on vacation about how terrible he was. I'm going to say he had a worst week because while the NCAA issues were bad, totally bad, it is really easy to make fun of Ben Simmons. And a lot of people took their shots at Ben Simmons.
My God. I mean, all the way to the fact that, you know, we get a little tidbit of him saying or finding out that he's going to start to learn to shoot from his other hand. And people are like, is that really going to help?
Oh,
does
yeah.
that make a difference?
Exactly. Exactly.
Go ahead. Shoot from the other hand. And he's not playing for Australia. This might help him out if he was to play for his country.
Yeah, exactly. He could go to Tokyo and play for Australia and work on his little game a little bit. There's no high expectations there. Go down and do that.
Yeah. Or I guess maybe he's just that fragile. I don't know. I mean,
they don't have Luke Longley anymore, right?
No, they don't.
So go there and play for Team Australia.
There was another Australia. It was there was
another one.
There was Bogut.
Bogut. Oh, yeah.
Andrew
Bogut.
Andrew Bogut. I don't know if he plays either. You know, maybe both of those guys
will
come out.
Is our man Lee Ellis going to cover Australia over the Tokyo Games? He should. Exactly. No, I want to say Ben Simmons had a worse week than the NCAA. I saw it everywhere. I saw it on Twitter all over the place, people ripping Ben Simmons to shreds.
Yeah. It was the easy thing to do, too. Because
yeah,
you
was.
Weren't wrong.
No, it's true.
That's the
right?
problem. Everyone That's can have right. the same hot take. The wrong hot take would be, hey, he's going to bounce back and be, you know, MVP next year. That's the wrong take.
God, it's funny. Poor Ben Simmons.
It was the disappearing act of the fourth quarter. I mean, there was one play in particular that everyone highlighted was him driving the baseline, had an easy slam, and he passes it.
Passes the ball. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. He's a professional basketball player. My God.
Number one overall pick.
Right, number one overall pick.
I mean, that should be just, I mean, a layup. For me, he was the poster child for, you know, some guys right out of high school should go to college.
Yeah.
Because he
yeah.
didn't. Remember, he skipped it and skipped that year and played. I think he played in Australia instead of going to college. And then
no, he went to LSU for a year.
Did he go to LSU?
Yeah, he played for LSU.
Well, he didn't learn anything.
Right. He was quick. They didn't play in the NCAA tournament that year.
I guess so.
Yeah. But my goodness, you're right. I mean, he's like an actor getting stage fright all of a sudden. And just like,
yes.
you know, just like, what? Like in the brightest lights, you're like, I can't sing anymore. What? You're a professional singer. All right, what's the next one?
Next one, Scottie Pippen for doing his best MJ performance during an interview where he eviscerated Charles Barkley and offered his opinion on Kevin Durant's GOAT status.
Oh.
This made a lot of news late last week.
All right.
Because the things he had to say about Charles Barkley kind of seemed like old hat. And
so the same talking points we've had about Charles Barkley in the past?
This is, I mean, it was just his rivalry with Charles Barkley that he had. And he was like kind of just bringing it up again. And everyone loves Chuck now. He's like, Chuck's like the most lovable American.
Chuck is selling golf stuff and he's a terrible golfer. Like, that's how much people love Charles Barkley.
I mean, you've seen that commercial of him walking. I think it's Dick's Sporting Goods.
He's Dick's Sporting Goods. He's playing golf around Dick's Sporting Goods.
And jotting down his Father's Day list.
He's a terrible golfer, and yet he'll sell you golf. Yeah. So people, that's how much they love him.
And, you know, he had his opinions on Kevin Durant and his GOAT status. And Kevin Durant, who did he say? He wasn't even as good as, I can't remember who the player was. And you're like sitting there like, what are you talking about?
So,
I mean, he was right on his assessment about Ben Simmons, because you know, we don't have to go back to there, but
no.
But yeah, he just, I don't know, well, it was just in an interview that he gave, and he just got into a Twitter battle with Kevin Durant, because Kevin Durant decided to take back to Twitter once he heard these comments.
I'm going to say the NCAA had a worse week than Scottie Pippen.
There you go.
Scottie Pippen still has all the rings, and he can just chill.
That's right.
You know, no matter how he got them, he still has them.
And I don't know if I don't know if MJ has his back or not, but.
Who knows, but yeah. But I'm going to say the NCAA had a worse week than Scottie Pippen. What's the next one?
Number three, MLB umpires for having to do substance check randomly throughout the game. Now, some go pleasantly. Everyone saw the video of Shohei Ohtani smiling and you know, shaking his head like, I understand. But then for every Shohei Ohtani, there's a Max Scherzer or Sergio Romo just stripping on the field.
This, if I'm Rob Manfred, I've got to figure this out, because I want this in check, but this is now crazy. Like, if you go check a, because what you're doing is, when you go out to check a player for a suspicion of a substance, you're accusing him of cheating right away, right? And people don't like that. It's like when your buddy says something that you know is false, and you're like, were you really at the club last night? And they're like, oh, are you saying I'm a liar? No, I'm not. But you really are.
Yeah.
Right? You really are, but you don't want to tell them that, because it seems like it's pretty harsh. That's what's happening here, is that umpires go out to check, and the first reaction is, oh, you think I'm cheating? You think I'm a cheater? You think that's how I made my bones in this league? Is I cheat? And like, no, slow down. We just want to see what you're wiping your hands with every 5 seconds. Well, if you don't mind, can we please check that out?
And here's the issue I'm going to have, because all the searches are random. You know, they're not going to let you know. They're not checking you at the beginning of the game or midway through the game or whenever they're going to do it. Are they going to continue to do this every single time this pitcher comes up to pitch? Like,
exactly.
Like, someone like Shohei Ohtani, who is all smiles, by the fifth, sixth time he gets checked and he's never got busted for it, is he going to be as high? Like, really, guys, we're doing this yet again?
Yeah, exactly.
Now, I understand Max Scherzer getting upset for getting checked 3 times in one game, and then there's the whole Joe Girardi issue where Joe Girardi called for a check mid-inning, you know, because he struck out a guy.
Right.
But
I also understand when a manager says, like, okay, look, let's say I see him wiping his fingers on the brim of his cap in the first inning. And then you go out there and you check and say, oh, it's nothing. He's just drying his fingers on his cap, right? And he says nothing on his cap. But that doesn't mean by inning three he doesn't have anything on his cap, right?
How about this, too? Can we just come up with a universal substance that's like, this is fine?
Right.
Everyone just use this.
Yeah.
Use this grade.
I'm going to say the umpires had a worse week than the NCAA.
And it's not their fault. This is the first time where
they're doing, but the guy's taking off their pants. And to prove a point.
Yeah.
Like that, now we're getting like, oh God. Because I'm telling you right now, some pitchers saw that and said, that's exactly what I'm gonna do when they come.
Well, it makes me think that Sergio Romo had something on his belt.
Yeah, maybe so.
Like, hey, you want to check? Go all the way down. Check my legs.
Yeah, go check this. Exactly. But if you're Rob Manfred, you'd be like, all right, I gotta put a memo out or something. We gotta figure out something. But ESPN just had a stat that showed, since this crackdown started, offense is up a tick.
Yep.
Batting average is up, home runs are up, so it's working, whatever it is.
Very true. All right, we got a few more here.
Okay.
To whoever the quarterback, Jimmy Garoppolo, that Tom Brady was referencing in a preview for his appearance on The Shop. If you don't know what I'm talking about, it's LeBron James' show, The Shop, where they kind of just sit in a barbershop and talk. I don't know if LeBron James is in this, but this little tidbit from this preview, I mean, it's only 5 seconds long, opened up a whole can of worms.
One of the teams, and they weren't interested at the very end. I was thinking, you're sticking with that mother.
So, I mean, it's very, very quick. All we can, I mean, we can all assume who it might be or kind of play along who it might be. But the if you were to do the betting lines, I'm betting Jimmy Garoppolo is like 2-1 odds.
There's got to be some detective work that's going on here, right? Because he said the team that was interested. Well, not every team was interested.
Yeah.
We can eliminate the teams that already had a full-time, I'm paying him a boatload of money starting quarterback. And then you get down to the teams that would have been interested. And it's and then his reaction to that player, that particular player, makes you think it's Garoppolo, somebody he really knows.
I mean, the only one I offered up to is like maybe Ryan Tannehill, because I know there was some interest in going to the Titans.
Right, right.
And the Titans decided to stick with Tannehill.
Could be.
So that was my only offer. Because, you know, other people were pointing out, I was like, maybe it's the Bears. I'm like, I don't think Brady ever wanted to go to the Bears. And there was no way they would say, you know, oh, we're sticking with Trubisky.
Yeah, I don't think it was the Bears.
But, I mean, the obvious one is obviously Garoppolo.
I think it's Garoppolo. I want to go off the board and say it's somebody else, but I can't. I think I'm leaning towards Garoppolo. I'm going to say that this story had a worse week than the NCAA story, because this was fun. I think a lot of people dove into this and played around with this for a while to see where it goes.
All right, we're going to go two more, final two, and we're going to go non-sportsy with these. First one is going to be Britney Spears trying to have her conservatorship ended.
Okay, real quick. I didn't know anything about this story, and yet I found it too much. Like, it was on the radio down in Florida. When we would drive, I would hear it, DJs talking about it. I finally said to my sister, who loves this sort of thing, I said, please tell me what's going on with Britney Spears. And then she told me I could not get enough of this story. It's so bizarre. Her father controls everything about her life, even in her 40s, because he thinks she's crazy and will give up everything and just spend all of her money.
Right.
And yet, but Britney is saying, I can't get married. I have to have a this pregnancy thing. I can't have a baby. She's like totally controlling. I didn't know this was happening to that woman.
I knew that. I knew that her dad was
I couldn't
still...
go out. I had a curfew. She's in her 40s.
See, I thought it was just her dad was in charge of her money.
I thought that was it.
I thought that was it.
Which
and then,
I totally I'm okay with. If you have somebody that's a little bit, a little shaky mentally, has a little issue with that, you want to say, look, honey, you made millions and millions of dollars, but you can get rid of it pretty quick if you get stilly. We don't want you in the poverty line, right? We don't want you flat broke. You've earned this, so we're going to make sure that there's another eyeball on your money, because one day you're going to wake up, and if you go on a spree or have a breakdown, and I've seen people in my life that happened to, you could lose it all, and but, I don't want you don't want that. But this is crazy.
This is crazy. I mean, because I mean, it seems like it was yesterday, but we're pretty far removed from the shaving the head, attacking a cameraman with an umbrella, Britney Spears, aren't we?
I thought so.
Past that. I mean, her kids are much older now. It's mind-boggling that this is still going on.
Yeah, I'm going to say that this story had a worse week than this is everywhere. This is I had enough of hearing about it on in my vacation, enough for me to go, fine, what exactly is going on?
Yeah.
Because it was at a point, you know, when a certain story reaches a point where news and DJs or people don't even give you the backstory. They're just assuming you know what's going on. They just jump right into the latest. They don't like OJ. They didn't say like, just a reminder, OJ is accused of killing two people in Brentwood. Like they just stopped doing that because everyone was like, that's the way it felt. Like everyone was in the loop on this, but me. And I finally said, all right, fine. Tell me what's going on. Cause every radio station is talking about this.
Yep. So hashtag free Britney.
That's right. All right. What's the last
Finally, Game of Thrones creators, David Benioff and DB Weiss, had a worse week than the NCAA after George R.R. Martin admitted that he regrets letting the series surpass the books.
Oh, yeah, that's terrible. But it's something those of us who watched the series knew all along.
Yes.
Because there is a point in that series where the writing goes from excellent to terrible quickly.
Yep.
And you go, this is where it happened.
And that's why everyone was pointing out, you know, just remember George R.R. Martin had a 5-book lead.
That's right.
And
exactly.
Then it all went to, let's just throw this in here.
Like,
this,
even the stars, even the stars of the show, Peter Dinklage included, said, man, my character got really dumb really quick. And he'd always respected where his character arc was.
Yeah.
Tyrion,
I mean, he was winning awards left and right.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden he's like, my character's doing dumb things that are coming out of nowhere because these two got a hold of the writing room. And just said, well, we gotta write something.
Yep.
Yeah.
Gotta fill time. We gotta get up in an hour.
I'm gonna call this a draw because I think this was bad, but I think people are like, yeah, we knew.
It's like four years.
Yeah.
This was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
We already knew this.
So that was an excellent buy or sell. That was fun to catch up on all the news. All right, we'll come back, wrap up this hour on Wake Up Call.